Right now, the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Miller Man. Well, it's already starting a little bit of craziness. Somehow, businesses don't know how to react with the penny going away. So, you know, the administration, the Trump administration, has discontinued the penny. And the last ones, the last pennies that were minted were back in, minted back in June. Were the last pennies ever that the U.S. created.
So are they also encouraging people to roll them up and take them out of circulation to, like, turn them into banks or anything? Or are we just going to disappear
No, it's about the production cost of them.
Okay.
So we did.
So they're going to be around in currency for a while, but it's going to take
time. Yeah. But they'll fall out of currency.
Yeah.
Eventually. But there's this penny shortage right now for businesses because they don't have enough pennies to give back to customers when they buy something in cash. And now you have stores running this promotion, which it takes me a while to get my brain wrapped around this. If you, there's one convenience store that's offering, if you bring in 100 pennies, we will give you a free drink. And my brain can't quite comprehend how that is a free drink.
Will they also give you a dollar?
It doesn't sound like it. It just said, bring in 100 pennies and we'll give you a free drink.
That doesn't make sense.
So well, that's drinks, what I'm thinking. There's got to be something else that was left out of the story here, because that just doesn't make sense. They got to be giving you a dollar, or maybe they mean if you bring in 100 pennies with, and you also buy a meal, we'll give you a free drink, and we'll use the 100 pennies as a dollar towards your meal, but we'll also add a free drink onto it. I don't know.
So most fountain drinks, it's probably a fountain drink, and only I would think the large would be over a dollar. Is that right?
I don't know. I think fountain drinks are all over a dollar. Put that on a t-shirt.
In a convenience store? I would think you'd get the medium soft drink for like 75 or 80 cents, but maybe that's over.
That sounds like the prices from the 80s.
Okay, yeah, well, that's then that's a pretty good deal then if you get a $1.25 drink for a dollar and all you got to do is bring them 100 pennies.
But it's not free.
No.
But they're just using the word free to lure you in, making you think you're getting right. something
Sounds good.
For free.
You're really getting a 25-cent discount.
Right. And you have to deal with the beating of counting out 100 pennies, holding them in your hand while you go in there, or putting them in a Ziploc bag, and then getting to the counter, and then the business has got to absorb the employee having to sit there and count these out while people are waiting in line.
Hold on.
Was that 26 or 27? Let me just start again.
According to AI, smalls are at the fountain are $1.16 on average. Medium drink $1.56, and a large from $1.80 to $2.69 if it's a big gulp.
That's a pretty good savings.
Okay, but it also just says a free drink. So we don't know how big that they're giving you this drink. It could be like
that's
a
limited
Dixie
to the
cup.
Small.
Yeah, that's the courtesy cups there on the left. But businesses need pennies. They need pennies. And to be clear, the businesses say that they're okay with the penny going away. It's just something about the suddenness of this change. You know, usually you have a wind down, or you allow an adjustment period or something. That's what I think they're complaining about. This is according to Jeff Leonard, who is with the National Association of Convenience Stores. The National Association of Convenience Stores.
Would you like to go to that convention?
Oh, sounds so boring. But he says they've been advocating for the abolition of the penny for 30 years.
Do you guys notice the roundup option is out there? It seems that a lot of stores
are doing this thing where you will round up, since they don't have pennies to give back to you, and they ask, would you like to donate it to this particular charity?
Mm-hmm.
And then they will donate that amount at the end of the day, I guess, to the charity. But some businesses say this will cost them, you know, millions of dollars this year in having to round down their prices, because there are laws in place in some cities, in some states, It's illegal to round up a transaction to the nearest nickel or dime because doing so is against some of their laws that place cash customers and debit and credit card customers on equal playing fields.
Well, for our businesses, we need to change that, don't we?
What?
To where they're not going to be penalized for that.
You mean we need to repeal the law?
Yeah, repeal it to where they can round up. Yeah.
Well, then.
And they don't have to. Let's give the charity.
But they have to do. But that has to go through a legislative session and all that.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It needs to go to that to help out businesses, I would think.
Yeah, but that's quite a ways down the road when they need to solve this right now.
I know. Immediately. I'm just saying for a long-term
but
solution.
They did it to protect consumers, I guess, because remember there for a while, it was all about, which this law also seems to have unintended consequences in my mind, because there for a while, places were doing that. If you pay by credit card, we're going to charge you an extra 3%.
I hate that.
To offset what the company has to pay the credit card company. So they were saying, well, that's unfair. Well, then what are the businesses going to do? They're just going to raise everyone's prices to the credit card price, whether you're paying cash or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now you don't even get a break for paying for cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that, too, when they pass along the credit card costs to you. It's like, okay. Well,
I
have some costs I want to pass along to you guys. Can we do that too?
Right. I'd rather you just raise the price of the product and not tell me that I'm paying the credit card
fee.
Right.
Fool me right. into thinking I'm getting a good deal. but yeah. Last pennies were minted in June. And by August, those pennies were already distributed to banks. I've told you this before, how much it costs to make a penny. Let's see if you remember.
I think you said it was like 3.4 cents.
3.7
yeah,
cents.
Yeah, it's like three times.
To make a penny these days. How much does it cost to make a nickel?
Was it 13 cents?
Very good. 13.8 cents. And the quarter was one that cost less than a quarter to make.
Yeah, so we need to make tons of those.
Yeah.
It's a money-making
opportunity for the government. And guess how many pennies were issued by the mint?
All time?
No, just in 2024.
I'll go with Norm's answer, three.
Okay, just three.
Mm-hmm.
Not 3,000, not 3 million, okay.
A million.
3.23.
See, I knew I was involved in there. Somewhere.
Billion.
Billion?
Pennies. Yes.
We don't need.
He does not.
A billion pennies. I thought we were phasing them out.
Well, that's what I would have thought too, but yet everyone's
wow.
panicking because there's a shortage of pennies because we only made half a year of pennies this year. I would have thought this wouldn't have phased anyone if we didn't have enough pennies.
Right.
Because most people are cashless these days anyway, aren't they?
Yes.
I don't know. Do you think over 50% of people are cashless?
I would say they're definitely mostly cashless. They may carry a 20 with them, you know, to mm-hmm. tip a valet or something like that. But I would say more than half the people in America are mostly cashless.
Okay, when was the last time that you regularly carried pennies around in your pocket?
Oh, my God.
Like, you always made sure you had pennies in your pocket.
25 years ago. Seriously, it's been 20, maybe even longer than 25. I've always hated pennies.
Yeah. Well, that's what the reason they have to mint so many pennies is not only because of their small value, but they say a big portion of it is that people just don't use them.
Mm-hmm.
So once they get them from a business, they'll throw them in a jar. They just go out of circulation because they just stay in a closet until the house is bulldozed after grandma dies.
Right.
And or they use pennies for decoration, or they use them for something. They use them for any purpose other than being in circulation.
Yeah.
They just get collected and put in a jar or box and turned to dust.
AI says that 56% of adults still like to have cash with them at all times.
Yeah, I like to have cash with me at all times, but I don't.
But you don't. Yeah.
And I think that doesn't mean that those people aren't using cashless.
Mm-hmm.
They just have it as an emergency.
Right, which is the way that I have it. I usually try to keep a $20 bill tucked somewhere in the back of my wallet.
Yes.
But I only have to go for it, you know, once every 3 months, it seems like.
But I'll guarantee you that 56% is not paying for cash for everything. They're using credit cards or apps.
But yet, there's a lot of money, man. A lot of money managers, some of the best ones, are saying that you should go to a cash-only system if you want to control your spending.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to start forking over that many bills, you start going, man, this is out of control.
And I meant to bring that up the other day when you say, well, why do you carry cash? That is one of the reasons that, in some ways, I still have the mindset that it's 30 years ago.
We've noticed.
Yeah. But part of that, though, is, I mean, it was a way to not get in trouble with a credit card back when we didn't have money to pay for a credit card.
Yeah.
So that has been hard to change that behavior. And I think there's a lot of people that still, even though we've put some people in the house put more than others on the credit card.
Okay. Once again, stop airing your personal grievances.
But, I still think that some still fear the credit card for that very reason of next thing you realize, oh my gosh, we spent that.
You run up so much credit card debt and then you can't pay it.
Yeah.
But if you have cash, you're much more mindful. It's like chewing your food almost.
Mm-hmm.
If you take time to chew your food, you will notice that you won't eat nearly as much because it's not so quick, you know? And you realize, oh, my stomach has a chance to actually get full. Well, when you're on credit card, you're eating so fast. You're eating money so fast, you're not paying attention to how much money you're eating.
And aren't most people shocked when they see what they've spent at restaurants after a month? Like, oh, wow, I thought we only went like once a week. It looks like we've been going three times a week.
I've just given up on that.
Okay.
Also, though, consider and look for this next time you go out for lunch. How many places are cashless now? My favorite lunch place.
You don't have an option to pay cash.
Yeah, we do not accept cash, so there may be a lot of people wanting to use cash, I don't even think that's true. There may be a couple people wanting to use cash, but it's harder and harder. And in those places that do accept cash, if you pull out cash, they get pissed. They're
right.
Seriously?
Why are you inconveniencing me?
I have to open this register and give you change?
I don't understand how businesses are allowed to be cashless. If you're holding the legal tender of our country, that this is no good in this store. That just seems weird to me. Like, I thought that that's what money was for, is that someone had to accept money. They're like saying, no, we accept U.S. dollars. We accept U.S. dollars, yeah, but just not in actual U.S. dollar form.
Right.
Like, wait a second. this is the primary form.
Yeah, it is weird.
But anyway.